Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. rise up, rise up, rise up.
Right now, for being so good. We thank you right now for even in the darkest times, your light shines through. Lord, we know you can heal because we see the evidence this morning. We know you can lift up because you've done it for all of us. Now, Lord, as we listen at this word, Lord, let us say something that'll draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and never ever drive them away. It is in the mighty and precious name of Jesus we pray. We all say amen. 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 So good. So good. Amen. Started off a little rocky, got better and better. Amen. 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 You know, first of all, protocol says we give honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to do that. Then to our pastor, and First Lady Emeritus Dr. and Mrs. Huey Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lonix, Minister Cindy Humphrey, all of you. You know, I look around here and I'm reminded that as a little boy, when we walked in here, fresh from the Sonya quarters, how amazing this looked. So today, what I want to do, I know we want better, but I just want to appreciate what we got today. I just want to appreciate what we have, free and clear. Amen. Amen. God gave it to us. Just like he did in 1970, what God gives you, if he gives it to you, he won't take it back. Now listen, now everything you get, God didn't give it to you. Some stuff you just felt like you just want to give yourself. You might lose that. But if God gives it to you, you can rest assured it's yours. It's yours. And just for a little while today, I want to look at the book of Ephesians, second chapter. Ephesians 2, starting at verse 19. Ephesians 2. Authored by Apostle Paul, book of Ephesians. Once again, the second chapter, starting at verse 19. And I'll try to tie up some loose ends real quickly and get out of here. I know we've all been busy. This is how it reads. It says, "Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord." 22 says, "In whom ye also are builded together for inhabitation of God through the Spirit." So for a little while today, we just want to use the phrase, God's house. God's house. This is God's house. You ought to be protective of God's house. You ought to show reverence in God's house. This is God's house. And in our anniversary month, I just want to appreciate God's house. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The house of God can be as majestic as a mountain. It can also be as minute as a chicken coop. Amen. I've been in all kinds. It can be as full as the Superdome or as few as a country gathering. It's still God's house. Amen?
Amen?
If it's inhabited by saved people, sanctified, praying, praising people, preaching God's word, then it's a church. Amen?
Amen?
It is the ecclesia. It's the call out body. We ought to be different. Amen?
Amen?
And the venue that we reside in is considered God's house.
Amen?
Oh, yes. God's house should not be defined by its placement or its politics. That doesn't define God's house. Only its willingness to accept everybody that comes and offer Jesus to everybody that comes and govern ourselves decent and in order. You don't want to come in God's house acting any kind of way. Amen. Amen. Now, we accept everybody, but you need to come in order. Amen. Certain things you just can't do at God's house. Amen.
Right, amen.
Amen. This God's house. Now, God's house has some mobility. Oh, yeah. In the days of the Ark of the Covenant, God's house was considered mobile. Wherever the Ark went, that was God's house. Tradition dictated that the Ark signified the presence of God. You know, the ark traveled with the Israelites. The ark rested in different homes. The ark even rested in a temple. It was God's house. So wherever you worship at, God is with you everywhere you go. Amen? The congregation here at one time dwelled in a shotgun church. Huh? I'm talking about the old saints now. Straight in the front, straight out the back. Amen? But it was God's house. You know, sometimes you even had to be an acrobat to sit on the pews. Can I get a witness? Somebody remember old Mount Calvary. Because the pews, some of them weren't nailed down and they would shift, they would move. Amen. And look, if everybody got up off the pew at the same time, that was fine. But if somebody got up on the right side and somebody was still left on the left side, amen, you might hit the floor. Amen. But it was still God's house. We used to think people be getting happy. They just fell out of the pew. Amen. But it was God's house. You know, as we look at our text, verse 20 says this. It says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Listen, the foundation of our congregation here is Jesus. He is the cornerstone. And then we've got another group of people that we stand on their shoulders of, the older saints that are gone on. Amen. The people that inhabited not only the Sonia quarters, God's house, but also inhabited, some of those are gone on, but we stand on their shoulders as far as tradition goes. And they were good people. They were saved and sanctified people. So we ought to be proud to mention some of the ones that came before us here. As long as Christ is the cornerstone, then it's all right to acknowledge other people. You know, Christ gives us the foundation. He gives us its strength. Christ is like, he's like the rebar in the concrete. If you, cement finishers, if you lay some concrete and you don't put any steel in it, and you keep on driving on it enough in the parking lot or whatever, it's going to crack. But if you got some steel in it, some reinforcement, it's going to be strong. It'll stand the test of time. And it might have a few hairline cracks, but it ain't going to bust because it's reinforced. Jesus is our reinforcement. We might have a little hairline crack every now and then, but as long as he's our cornerstone, we're not going to bust.
No,
not going to do it. We're going to stand. Verse 21 says, in whom all the building fitly, that means precisely, framed together, groweth unto an holy temple of the Lord. Listen, God's house is a growing house. Oh, yes. God's house expands constantly. Don't let the statistics fool you. Don't let the naysayers fool you. God's house is still God's house. You know, don't worry about the pastor wondering where everybody is. God's house is still God's house. You know, and don't worry about anybody saying, well, folks leaving so-and-so church, and don't you worry about that. That's not your, look, you go. You make your presence known. You assemble yourself in the congregation of believers. God will take care of the rest of it. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 22 says this, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation. I like the way they say that, of God through the Spirit. Listen, we are all accepted because of Jesus. Huh? We don't have to be on the outside in the cold looking through the window at the warm saints inside. We're all accepted because of the blood of Jesus. God's house is open. It's available. It's accessible to everybody. Everybody. You know, you don't have to be of a certain ethnicity to come in God's house. Your bank account doesn't have to say a certain amount to come in God's house. You don't have to be fit and trim to come in God's house. If it did, I'd have to leave right now. Amen. You don't have to be 6 feet tall to come in God's house. You ain't got to be light skinned, dark skinned, in between. Your hair can be nappy. Come on to God's house. It's available to you. Christ is available to you. Listen, let's go back to verse 19. I did this purposely because I wanted to end with verse 19. It says, now therefore, Therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Here at Mount Calvary, we welcome everybody. Yeah? We don't welcome sin, but we welcome the sinner. Can I get a witness? It does not matter your political affiliation, your sexual orientation. Yes, I said it. I'm going to preach Jesus to you. Amen. No matter what kind of baggage you come in here with, I'm going to tell you what's right. It's up to you to accept it or decline it. Amen. Amen. So everybody that's able to come in God's house, if you come decent and in order, come on to Mount Calvary. And then also God is a spirit, so we must worship him in spirit and truth. You can't worship God in a lie.
Amen.
Amen. You can't tell God you belong to him, and then as soon as you get out of God's house, you belong to somebody else.
Amen.
God is a jealous God. And if you think husbands are jealous, you ought to think about God. God is way more jealous than any husband. He's a jealous God. He wants all of your affection.
Amen.
Our personal conduct in God's house is sometimes atrocious. Sometimes we act bad in God's house. We should be a magnet. We should draw people to God's house, but we drive them away the way we act. You see, Satan loves it when we help him. Can I get a witness? Amen. But we got to remember, this is not our house. This is God's house. I can't come to your house and put my foot all on your furniture. Go up in your refrigerator and get whatever I want to. Amen. Go lay up in your bed and watch football. I can't do that because that house belongs to you. And I should revere and respect that house. This God's house. So don't come up in here trying to do anything. It's not going to happen. It is not acceptable. I don't care what the world says. The Apostle Paul even had church on the Damascus Road.
Yes.
Amen. Everywhere he went from then on, he told people about Jesus.
Yes,
in 1 Timothy 3:14-15, he says this: these things I write to you, even though I hope to come to you shortly, but I'm delayed. I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. So even Paul wanted you to know how to conduct yourself. Finally, I might close this by saying it's open house in God's house. God wants us to know that Jew and Gentile alike is welcome. There's no mortgage papers needed if you want to come in God's house. Can I get a witness? No deed you have to sign if you want to come in God's house.
Yes,
don't worry about the brick and the mortar if you want to come in God's house.
Yes.
Just worry about grace and mercy.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
In 1970, we walked from the Sonia Quarters into God's house right here.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
And even though it may not have been new, it was new to us. And it became God's house. Can I get a witness? Wherever you worship, it's God's house. Don't worry about what's on the outside. Trouble might be all around. There might be some shots fired down Daspert Street. There might be a wreck down 3rd Street. But this is still God's house. This is still the house of worship. And this is still a place of salvation. Can I get a witness? If you're looking for somewhere to get your praise on, come on in the God's house. Oh, isn't that right? There's saving in God's house. There's healing in God's house. Salvation in God's house. Come on down in God's house. Is there anybody here that left your house to come to God's house and you had some problems along the way? Car wouldn't act right, couldn't find the right shoe, couldn't find the right color. Don't you worry about it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on to God's house. I heard a little song that said, come and go with me in my Father's house. Is there anybody here that knows who your Savior is? Come and hear about the story of Jesus in God's house, born in a manger, raised in a little town called Nazareth, and gave up the ghost for us on the cross in Calvary. But early, early 3 days later, early before the sun refused to shine, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And this is God's house. And this is where you hear the story. But check this out. You enter to serve. Rather, you enter to worship. You go out to serve. Let me say that again. You enter in to worship. You go out to serve. Even though this is God's house, let me tell you something. The story is not confined to this house. What you hear in God's house, if you think it can help somebody else, if you think it can help your neighbor, your co-worker, your boss even. Tell them about the story of Jesus. They might ask you where you heard it. Say, I heard it in God's house. Then you can go ahead and drop a name. I go to Mount Calvary, okay? Or I always put a plug in for Mount Calvary. But what I'm saying to you is what we have, we want better, but we appreciate this. We thank God for this because some people don't have this. So I'm grateful for a place of worship. How about you? Amen. Give God a hand. I invite you to Jesus right now in God's house. Why don't you stand? You may welcome somebody down this aisle. Come on and go with me. Might be somebody that wants to get on board today in God's house. You might come by letter, by your experience as a Christian. You may want to be baptized. Come on. Come on to God's house. Come to Jesus in God's house. Come on, there might be somebody. In my Father's house. Come on, somebody. One last time, choir. One last time, choir. Come on, somebody.
Been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Bassett Street, at its regularly scheduled church services, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 11 o'clock a.m. for worship services, and midweek services at 7:15 on Wednesday. God's richest blessings until we meet again next Sunday, and we love visitors because they become new members at Mount Calvary Baptist Church.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina.